Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Apostle Deborah Deans and the End Time Wall Radio broadcast. I am so excited today to be here again on the radio broadcast, and those of you in radio land, I thank and praise God for just another day. He didn't have to wake us this morning, but he did, and I thank him today. I just want to call our worship to order on today, praise God, and thanking him for opportunities above opportunities. I'm going to ask Prophetess Sadler to do the devotion today. Amen. Okay, I can't hear you, Prophetess Sadler. Give me a minute. Good, he's been mighty good. We just another couple of minutes, and we're going to get started today. I'm so grateful and thankful. I just want to take time out now to welcome our visitors. If there's any visitors, I just want to greet you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm so delighted. We're so delighted that you've chosen to worship with us on today and want to extend you a warm welcome and pray and hope that you come back again and to worship with us or that this is not your first time that you're coming back. On today, I thank and praise God for you. It's not by happen chance that you're on our radio podcast today, and I thank and praise God. If it is your first time, or if it's not, and you want to contact me in any kind of way, you can at 314-299-0920. Thank you so much. We're excited. I'm excited, and I'm thanking God that he watched over us all night last night and early this morning. God is so good. He woke us up with a mind to pray, with our mind on him, and I thank him so much because somebody woke up, didn't even have a mind. I just thank and praise God on the day. He's so awesome. Yes, he is. He is an awesome God. And I give him glory on today. We're having a little difficulty, but we'll get right back on track in just a few minutes. Praise God. And we're not going to stop right there. We're not going to let the devil have any victory over our radio broadcast because we do know that God is so awesome. He is sovereign in all his ways. He's perfect. And I just thank him on today. And he know exactly what he's doing. He know exactly what he's doing. And I praise him on today, my Savior. I thank and praise him today. So we just be a little patient, and we'll get everything going here in just a few minutes. Amen. Everyone, just be a little patient and hold on the line. They're trying to work on it now. We'll give it a couple more minutes if we don't. If it hasn't been fixed in 2 minutes, we're going to go to the conference line. Just just two more minutes. If it hasn't been fixed in 2 minutes, we'll go to the conference line. They don't hear, but I want everybody to do their part. So we're going to, one more minute, we're going to go into the conference line. So God bless you all in Radio Land. We're going to go on to the conference line so we can get started. It's 15 minutes after the hour. We're going to go to the conference line, everyone. Amen. God bless you.
Hey, it's been unmuted.
Hello? I think she hung up.
Let me get her. Let me text her.
Okay.
Hello, are we still here?
I'm still here.
Okay. I know that's right. Hold on.
Hello, praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Amen, praise the Lord. I'm apologizing, I'm having technical problems. I believe, okay. Look like Apostle. Oh. Is she still on?
She hung up, but she, I think Sister, I think Prophet Seller is trying to catch up with her.
Hey, Prophet Seller.
Hey.
Right.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Evangelist?
I'm okay. I'm in a hotel, so it's hard to.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep up with you guys.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone.
Hallelujah. It's an awesome day. It's all good.
Let me hit her and let her know more.
Okay, yeah.
Prophets.
Yes.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Y'all can hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, amen.
That's Prophet Sarita. You know everybody is.
Okay. That's okay. I think it is what it is. Thank you.
I'm excited about this. We better get ready for worship.
Let me unmute myself. Did you guys open up in prayer already?
No, we haven't, because we couldn't hear. So she was just stalling. We couldn't hear anybody, couldn't hear anything. So no music or anything was played. So you probably could get started with, you know, our music and stuff.
Alone in my pain, I've tried.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to End Time Women of War Radio Broadcast, and I am Sister Watson. Amen, and we are standing, I believe, a prophetess, apostles getting on the line, and still waiting
amen,
for her. But
amen.
Amen, apostles there. All right. So
amen,
I'm going to turn this
amen.
Portion of the service, amen, to Apostle
amen.
Deborah Dean.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Evangelist, and we want to thank you for engineering our broadcast, radio broadcast on today, and I want to thank all of you that have some patience on today. God bless your heart, and we love you so much, and we're going to call that worship to order now, and we want Prophetess Sadler to come on with the devotion. Amen, amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon to everyone, to apostles, and everyone in their
amen.
Respective places. Our scripture reading will be coming from Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time
mm-hmm.
to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time
mm-hmm.
to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow, and a time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time to war and a time of peace. What profit had he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have read you Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, and verses 1 down through the ninth chapter. And may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his holy word. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Most
amen.
Gracious and everlasting. God, we come before you, O God, as humble as we know
yes,
how, O
Lord.
God.
Thank
just thanking you,
Father.
For this day, O God, for this is the day
yes.
that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it and be glad. O God, we just thank you, O God, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, O God. We just
yes.
thank you, O God, for being all that we need, O God. You, O God, for being our peace, O God. We thank you,
yes,
O God,
Lord.
For being our joy, O God. We
yes,
thank you, O
thank
God,
you.
For being our provider, O God. We thank you,
thank
O God,
you.
For making a way out of no
thank
way,
you.
O God. We thank you, O God, for all that you are to us, O God. O God, we thank
yes,
you, O
you
God,
should.
For your grace and your mercy, O God. For your
thank
grace
you,
is sufficient unto thee, O God. And we thank you, O God, for this new mercy, O God, that we see day
yes.
after day after day, O God. O God, we just ask right now, O God, that you forgive us for all of our sins, O God.
Yes,
Father
Lord,
God,
thank
we ask
you.
That you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God,
yes.
that we might be the women and men that you're calling for us to be, O God. Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God,
yes.
we ask that your Holy Spirit, O God, arrest the atmosphere in the mighty
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus
in the name
and
of
let
Jesus.
Your anointing, O God, feel the radio broadcast in the name
yes,
of Jesus, O God,
Lord,
like never before, O God. Father God, we ask that you pour into this place, O God, like
yes,
never
Lord.
Before, O God.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, do what you do in the name of
yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
thank
O God.
You, Lord.
And then, O God, we ask that you bless the woman that's going to bring your word. Hallelujah,
thank
we
you,
ask
Jesus.
That you bless her from the top of her head unto the soles of her feet, O God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask that
yes.
you cover her right now, O God. We ask
in
that your Holy
Jesus.
Spirit speak to her, O God, and that we
yes.
don't leave her the way that we came in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord. Yes,
hallelujah,
Lord. Yes.
O God.
Thank
bless
you,
your
Jesus.
Word that's going to go forth, O God.
Thank
in the
Lord.
Mighty name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
O God. Let your word restore us, O God, and refill
yes,
us, O God,
Lord.
And replenish
yes.
us, O God. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, O God.
In the
and
name
we will
of
be careful
Jesus.
To give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, O God. It belongs
yes,
to
Lord.
You, O God. And this we ask, O God, in Jesus' mighty name, O God, we bless your name. We adore
yes,
you and love
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We want to thank Prophetess Sala for the devotion. I thank you for that prayer today. It was awesome. And the Lord, in the name of Jesus, I give God glory on today. And we want to Prophetess Dorita to come with our testimonial service on today. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Prophetess. How are you?
Wonderful. Had such an awesome time all weekend.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. I just wanted to open up for the testimony service. I just want to open up for the testimony service. If you have a testimony on today, I want the floor is open so you can clap your hands, stomp your feet, and let's give God some praise on today. Let's give
Amen.
Him glory
Amen.
On today
Amen.
About
Amen.
All the goodness and the
yes,
and
Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord,
yes,
how
Lord.
Deserving and undeserving. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
I just love God's praise on the inside. And who will
yes.
be the first to testify in Jesus' name?
I will
Amen.
Be the first to testify.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for another day. I thank God for living and living. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Was somebody getting ready to say something? Praise Him.
Come on now.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Apostle. I'm going to let you go ahead.
No. You ain't got no don't on it, man. Just go on property.
Amen. Let me testify. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for another day, for
yeah.
being the land of the living. Amen. And
yeah,
I thank God
yeah.
for all that He's doing and all that He's
Amen.
Bringing us out
Amen.
Of.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank God for what He's doing with the ministry and how He's moving that forward. But most of
yeah.
all, I thank God for keeping me. And teaching
yes, Lord.
Me. Because
yes.
God is a keeper
yes,
in the midst of your
yes,
mess,
he is.
In the midst of the storm.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
and
yes,
I just thank God. I was earlier today, I was doing my regular personal hygiene, and I like to spend time with the Lord in the bathroom. And
mm-hmm.
I was talking to the Lord because there's some things that I had planned that didn't work out
yes.
according to my plan. And then there were some
yes.
things that I didn't have planned that worked out according to that plan. And I said,
yes.
Lord, wait a minute here. I said, now, wait a minute. I'm going to get this thing right. I said, because I've been in this long enough to understand some things. And I said, now, what I understand is you are El Shaddai. You are Abba,
yes.
and you are my Father.
Yes,
and if
Lord.
I look at this thing like that, then I have to look at it how my father and my mother are going to treat me on earth. And
yes.
I said, Lord, my father and my mother, I said, you know what they're going to do? If I need something, if I'm in lack of something, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I can go to them.
Yeah.
I can go to them. And
yes.
I ain't got to be
yes.
formal. I ain't
yes.
got to be super spiritual.
Yes.
I can just say, my. I need you to pay my cell phone bill. I ain't got to
yeah.
give a whole bunch of excuses. Now,
yeah.
the earthly parent is going to give you some slack back. They may give you some, why you this and why you that. And I said, Lord, even my earthly parents, if it's within their means to give
mm-hmm.
or do for me, good God
yeah.
Almighty, I know you on it.
Come on.
I know you on it. I said, Lord, because you are creator of everything.
Yeah.
All this is yours. The wealth and the land belong to you. You
yeah.
are Father who are in heaven. And I began
yeah.
to talk to Him like Daddy. See, sometimes God was showing me, He said, see, sometimes just come to me as Daddy. That'll get
yeah.
you further.
That's right.
That'll
Hallelujah.
Get you further. And yeah. I said, Lord, I'm going to come to you as Daddy today, and I'm just going to be little Laura. Okay, I'm just sister right here. I'm be little Laura. And I said, I'm going to come to you like I don't know no better. And I'm just going
right.
to walk straight up to the throne and say, Daddy,
now.
El Shaddai, can you please? Can you please? And I thought about it, and I said, what do kids usually ask their parents for? Candy. They always
yeah.
ask you for candy. Candy ain't good for you. The mother would say, but they still give
yeah.
it to him. Candy
yes,
ain't got
do.
Nothing to do with anything. It's just a desire.
right? No purpose. It's just candy. So I said, Lord, shoot, if my mama can give me candy, I know you can give me candy. Your candy is different. But your candy is the desires of my heart. So sometimes God was just showing me, and I just thank God that he's showing me, listen, you can come to daddy for candy. You ain't got to kneel down and bow down and be stepped on by nobody. Just because that job seemed like your provider. God said, I'm your provider.
All right.
I created the opportunity for you.
Yes.
And so I just thank God for today that we have a Father. We have a Father who art in heaven.
Yes.
That's the first thing Jesus says. He said, when you pray, say Father. He didn't say call him anything else. He said, Abba, Father.
Who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. And he said, on earth as it already is in heaven. And I do believe in heaven there's some things that's got my name on it. I just need to pull them down here to earth. And so I just thank God that he still deals with me and he still shows
thank
me mysteries.
Thank
and he says,
Lord.
Listen, I'm your Father. You ain't got to be that deep trying to come to me sometimes. I appreciate it.
Lord.
I like it. But sometimes we got to humble ourselves like a two-year-old and just pull on his garment. Say, Lord, I know I didn't do everything right. Don't even know half the stuff I'm doing, but I'm pulling on your garment.
All right.
Because there's a need in my life, and I'm coming to you because you said it.
Yeah.
And God's word is not a lie. He said it. And it finalized it for me. So I just thank God that today I've been talking to my daddy, and I've been saying some stuff to him.
All right.
I sure have. See great things coming forth to this ministry,
and not only
to the ministry, but to the women in this ministry. So see, if I'm going to go to daddy, I'm going to daddy for everything I want to talk about. And I talked about the end time women.
I said, Dad, you know what?
I know everybody may not be where everybody needs to be or want to be, or everybody's on a different level. I said, but let me ask you this. Can we have this? Can we have it? Can we have financial freedom? I'm tired of financial hardships, stresses, shortcomings. I'm coming up against that thing. I will never look at a brokenness ever. I claimed it. And I told my daddy, I'm putting it in your hands because you made everything.
Yes, you did.
You know, so I just thank God today. I'm just satisfied in God. And I'm satisfied with everything he's already done for me. And the devil can't take nothing from me. All I got to do is show up. I ain't even got to fight anymore. I just walk in the room. I'm talking about praise the Lord, I'm still here. Y'all wanted me to quit? Come. All right. Guess what? Let me take this next order. You know why? Because the devil can't take nothing from you. You got to forfeit your rights.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's my testimony. I didn't forfeit none of my rights.
All right.
I'm still here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I just
Jesus.
Ask everybody to continue to pray my strength in the Lord, and I'll continue to be praying for you guys.
All right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Testify. Yes, God.
I'm giving honor and praise to God, who's the head of my life, who is my life. Apostle Dean, and to everyone in their respective places, I thank and praise God on today. He is mighty, mighty good. You know, I was talking to you all yesterday about the calcium that they found in my blood, the high level of calcium. And when Prophetess Dorita was at my house yesterday, she said, Apostle, are you still taking the vitamin D3 pill? I said, yes, I am. She said, well, that may be it. And lo and behold, that is it. So that's just it's so awesome to how God is eliminating pills out of my life. I just thank God he's healing my body from the top of my head to my feet. I'm telling you, I don't care how he eliminate them. I don't care how he does it. That's his business. but he's doing it, and I see it, and I thank God for it every day. And because the enemy try to attack my health, but he is a liar in the name of Jesus. I've been taking that vitamin D3 pill for 3 or 4 years, 5,000 milligrams. You Jesus. Think my calcium haven't been built up? It's overbuilt. And I
yes,
thank God today that I don't have to take another vitamin D3 pill and none of the other pills that they took me off. I thank God today. And he is a righteous God. I'm so blessed by knowing what he's doing. Sometimes we have to go through, but look what he's done. Look, you know, look what he's done. The best is yet to come. I tell you, I'm just like Prophetess Watson just said, we got greater things coming. Greater things are coming. Everybody not on the same page and on the same pace, but everybody has greater to come. And I thank and praise God for that. And let me tell you, God is not short. His arms are not short at all to do the things that we need him to do. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that he watched over all of us, and we still here. Every day, the ground is not on us, and we standing on the ground. I thank and praise God. That's just another opportunity to do what the Father has called us to do. And I thank and praise him on today. So you all pray my strength in the Lord, and that he continually, I got three more pills to take, to get rid of, and God going to do it for me. I'm going to be just perfectly all healthy and off of those pills. Watch what I tell you. God bless you all. Pray my strength in the Lord as I pray yours.
Amen. Now, who will be the next to testify? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Giving reverence to God who is the head of my life, and all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Good afternoon once again. God is so awesome. I just thank and praise God on this afternoon for all that he's done. You know, since my mother testifies, just awesome. You know, he's taken her off these pills. God is so good. You know, we only get one mother, one father. And, you know, she's been taking this medication for all these years. And God kept her. You know, we do what the doctors tell us to do. But, you know, really, we don't know exactly what was going on with these pills as long as she has taken them. You know, but God is just so awesome.
Yeah.
And I just believe that he intervened in that thing and just do what God do. And I just want to thank God for keeping her. And I just want to thank God for all that he's doing in her life and just keeping her body and healing her body. And I just want to thank God and hallelujah to his holy name.
Yes,
God is
so faithful
to his word, and
thank
he is so
Jesus.
Awesome. So I just want to give God a shout out for just keeping my mother.
Yes.
That's my testimony. Because, you know, you only get one mother. You know, and it's a blessing and an honor to just serve in ministry, you know, with my mother. Everybody does not have that opportunity to serve in ministry with your mother. And I just thank and praise God for Apostle Deborah Deans on today. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen.
I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Thank you so much.
Amen. I hope we'll be the next to testify. Amen. I thank and praise and give honor and glory to the Most High God. I just thank him because he is such a wonderful and gracious and a good God.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank and God, thank God, praise God for the testimonies that have gone forth, even the things that Evangelist Watson said. And I'm going to even go back as far as Friday when the things that Apostle Dean was saying, and it's been in my spirit, and I don't know exactly what God is showing me, but I just got another confirmation from what Evangelist Watson said, that there are great things that are going to happen. And I just have been having such a wonderful, great feeling
about it. No, he hasn't shown me exactly what, but I know that God is working out, and I know that he is doing some things. So
yes,
I'm just thanking and praising him in advance. I'm thanking and praising him for what he's going to do for us, not just for myself, and it's not about me. It's about the ministry. So I just thank and praise him. And sometimes I wanted to say it. I said, okay, you know, because all this is kind of new to me, y'all. So, you know, I was like, okay, I don't know if I should say anything or not. But Apostle said it last Friday, and then now here comes Evangelist Watson. So that's just confirmation to say, y'all, us, let's get ready. Let's put our foot down and let's move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Because God is getting ready to do something, and it's going to be great for his people. So we just thank, and I thank, praise God for just opening up the windows of heaven, hallelujah, pouring us out blessings, and having us to know what to do with them, having us to be obedient, and having us to just to know how to go forth in the right and doing the right thing.
Lord.
I don't know
what
it is in the name of Jesus, but I know it's good. I know it's good. So
thank
now I'm just
Lord.
Testifying and just thanking, praising God. I got a whole bunch I could testify about. I got things I could just tell you, just for being in my place today, just having the opportunity just to lift his name up because he is so worthy. So I just thank and praise God. I thank him. And that's just
thank
all
you.
That I just wanted to say
thank
in,
the Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, who will be the next to testify? Well, maybe it's my time. How about that? Amen, Jesus. But I just wanted to sing a song. Y'all know I want to sing a song. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Oh, he picked me up and he told me to run on. Picked me up and he told me to run on. Picked me up and he told me to run on. He's my friend. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, can't nobody. Oh, nobody. I said, nobody. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, can't nobody. Oh, nobody. Oh, nobody. Oh, he picked me up and turned me around. Placed my feet on solid ground. Can't nobody. Oh, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, he's my friend. I say he's my friend. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I thank the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I know so many awesome songs out there, but I just thank the Lord because he said, can't nobody pick me up and tie me around and place my feet on a solid ground. He said, nobody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I bless his name on today because it said, not your mother, nor your father, not your sister. He said, nobody. He said, because he's your friend. I thank the Lord for that song. I thank the Lord because he said he'll be a friend to you when you're friendly. He'll be a dog to you when you have a pet. He'll be wherever you need to be. And I thank him because he said, can't nobody. Oh, Jesus, I thank him for that song.
Thank you, Lord.
He'll be my husband, even though I know he's my favorite husband in the flesh. But I know right now, he said, can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Thank
All my blessing is nobody can do me like him. And I pray my shit to the Lord as I pray you all. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Now, will there be another to testify? Well, I truly thank the Lord for all the testimonies that went up before him. And I just pray that every testimony that went up before God, I just pray that God would take it and do what he do with it, and that we would be on this line again next Sunday. And then I'm turning the service back around to Apostle Deborah Dean. Bless you on today.
God bless you. God bless you, Prophetess Dorita. And thank you so much for an awesome testimony service on today. We give God glory for. We're going to go right on and give the line to Prophetess Watson for our praise and worship now.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Amen.
Praise
the Lord. Always. I'm going to play some, trying to get this song. I've been having technical difficulties on the engineer, so I'm going to play some songs for you guys, and I hope you enjoy it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain, an extra peace that'll ease my pain. Give all that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh-oh-oh. Anybody ready?
Oh-oh-oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh-oh-oh.
If you must seek up a life,
oh-oh-oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh-oh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh-oh-oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh-oh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh-oh-oh.
See, I include myself. I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace. Through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. All that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh-oh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Oh-oh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Oh-oh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Oh-oh-oh.
And let church begin.
Oh-oh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Oh-oh-oh.
You wanna hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
At first he started right at home.
Uh-oh.
Now my miracle water. Burn cloths for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people
uh-oh.
Fall on our face.
Uh-oh.
And pass by everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's your peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that. And I choose you today, 'cause I need you today. I can't
choose a man. Sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears, every father enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about. Give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about. Give me that.
Not Donald Barnes, praise the Lord. But I want to thank God for the opportunity to come to you guys with song and music for the worship segment. Now I want to turn this segment, this portion of the service, back over into the hands of the one and only Apostle Deborah Deans.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Watson, and everyone that's on the radio broadcast and in radio land. We're going to come with the word right now. Father, we just thank you again, Lord, for another opportunity to stand in John's shoes. We just thank you right now, Father, for the Holy Spirit, Lord. I'm asking you right now to saturate me today in your anointing. Let me down, Father, in the deep treasures of your wisdom and knowledge. I ask you today to allow me to surrender my will over to you, Holy Ghost, that you could teach and preach to your people, Father. Now, Lord, I'm asking you right now to enable me to take control over the atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I take control over it now, over the airways right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release your anointing right now, Father. I release it right now, huh? In the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, I release it right now. In Jesus' name, I ask all these things and I pray for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen. We're going to come and I won't hold you for maybe 10 minutes. I'm just coming. I listen to the Father all the time. And for a couple of days, maybe a day and a half, he put this song in my spirit. It's the song that my daughter sings all the time. And I know I can't really sing it, but it goes something like this. Can you sing it, Prophetess Sally, just a couple of lines of it? I forgot.
Yeah,
Prophet Sally. It goes.
Yes, ma'am.
Like,
what is that you want me? What is it?
That song, just two lines of it.
Alpha and Omega.
No, no, no. The song that I was gonna let the baby sing today.
Whose side are you on? I'm on the winning side. Whose side are you on? I'm on the winning side. Whose side are you on? I'm on the winning side. Whose side are you on? I'm on the winning side.
Yes, yes, yes. That's it. And it's nothing but a simple, simple song. And it just, it's been ringing, ringing, ringing down on in my spirit, on my heart for 2 days. So yesterday I called her and I said, this song just been ringing down in my spirit and I can't get away from it. I heard her singing with the babies, the grandbabies. And so as soon as I said that, it just hit my spirit. And the Lord said, whose side are you on? So I want to ask us today, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? I'm going to be coming from Exodus. Exodus chapter 32. And I'm going to read a few verses, but the main verse is 26. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tablets of testimony were in his hand. The tables were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other side were they written. And the tables were the work of God, and the writing was the writings of God graven upon the table. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, it is not the voice of them that shout of mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass as soon as he came nigh unto the camp that he saw the cast and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tables out of his hands and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and gave it to Potter and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee, that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us a God, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever have any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered together unto him. I say today, if I just had us to have a subject, who is on the Lord's side? Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? Now, Moses went up the mount to get the commandment. He went up there talking to the Lord, and he and the Father had already told Moses, you know, don't let anyone else come near this mountain but Joshua. And Joshua was halfway and halfway down. So he heard all this stuff that was going on. But Moses was up there, and God was writing, the Father was writing on the tablets the Ten Commandments. And the people was down on earth doing what they want to do down on the ground. And see, I'm saying this to the people and the leaders of today. We have people that murmur and complain about leaders. And leaders go through a whole lot for the people of God. Leaders go through and this is not what Deborah wants to say or Apostle Dean wants to say. This is what the Holy Ghost is saying because he gave me this. So we have to be careful today about leaders today, and leaders have to be careful about the people of God today. Now, Moses was up there taking care of business of the kingdom of God, and Aaron down here with the people, letting them talk him into doing what's wrong. He told them, this is so many times God has given the children of Israel chance after chance after chance after chance. But now they didn't brought Aaron into it. And he's supposed to be the leader up under Moses over the camp. And they just started complaining. He ain't been up there so many days. He hasn't come down yet. This, and this, and that, and that. And we need you to make us a god. And they wanted a god. So Aaron made them, told them, everybody, take your earrings off and your chains and your gold and give it to me. But he took it. And he melted it down together, and he made the calf. That was just a lie. Aaron made the calf. He said he put it in the fire, and it came out a calf. No. He took his hands, and he formed that calf. And all while the Father was writing the Ten Commandments, he was looking at them doing everything and saying everything, and then made another god while he write the Ten Commandments for Moses. And he told Moses to go down now. Stop what you're doing. Go down there and see what they're doing. And Joshua halfway up, he hearing what they're doing. And he thought they was somebody. They was in a war, in a battle. They were so loud. But what they was doing was worshiping this idol god, this calf, this golden calf. They was worshiping and dancing and drinking and being merry over this mess, and Aaron right along with them. And that's why, you know, when you're a leader, you have to go and seek the Lord before you jump up and do something. I don't care what the congregation says. I don't care what the people might think. You better go to God first. You have to. People say anything. People come to me today saying stupid stuff. Just today. Like I'm supposed to just take your word. No, I'm not. I'm not. Us, myself as being a leader, anybody that I'm covering, I'm responsible for. So it's like this. Don't come to me talking about nobody that I love, nobody that I'm covering, because you're going to get your feelings hurt. I'll let you do it this time. But don't come back to me talking to me about anybody that I love and care for, because the next time I'm going to stop you and say, now, this person right here I'm responsible for. So, I you know, and I handle how God give me to handle it, but it's but then you have to take them, the people that you're responsible for, and you have to sit them down and say, look, the way it goes, I can't make you a golden calf. I can't make you another god, because the word of God says this, and the word of God says that. We can't do that, because when it gets to that point, you have to ask yourself, whose side are you on? Whose side are you? Who are you serving? Whose report are you going to believe? You see, you got to realize, you got to be on the Lord's side. You know, it's better to kick against the pricked. I'm telling you, you cannot go against God for nothing and nobody. Nobody's worth that. Nobody's worth it. So Aaron makes this calf, and God is, the Father is so upset and angry at them, and here go Moses again, pleading their case and pleading with the Lord, don't be hard on them. Don't be hard. Why are you so hot and you're so rock, your wrath is so steaming hot against your people and this and that. Lord said, look, I don't want to hear that stuff. I didn't give them chance after chance after chance. I don't want to hear it. Moses, go down there and take care of these people. Now, mind you, he delivered them out of Egypt. Open up the Red Sea. Let them walk across on dry land. Got on the winning side. They went on the winning side and still did this. How much do it take for God to do for you before you come on the right side? I'm telling you, you got to get over there and stay and stop playing with God. I don't know who this is for today, who I'm talking to today, but you got to get over on the winning side. You can't stay over there playing in no mess. Get over on the winning side. God opened that Red Sea. He didn't have to do that. But he opened up the Red Sea using Moses. And they walked across on dry ground. And they got over on the winning side and made another God. I tell you, he gave them chance after chance after chance. He did that. And see, you don't know. You don't want to mess with a living God like we have. Because God don't play. He will kill you in your tracks. He's an awesome God. He is a loving God. He is that. But God will kill you in your mess. He will kill you over in the book of Numbers, chapter 16, where same old stuff. Some of the men, Izhar, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abram, the son of Elam, and on the son of Plenit, the sons of Reuben, and it was the Levi, the son of Levi. They all rose up against Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation of men and renowned. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, ye take too much. Y'all think y'all something else. Y'all think y'all this and y'all think y'all that. It says, ye take too much upon you, serving all the congregation are holy, every one of them. And the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. They just went on talking about Moses and Aaron and all this. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face like, oh, Lord, here we go again. And he spake unto Korah and unto his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show you we are his. And who is holy, and will cause him to come nigh unto him. Even him whom he have chosen will he cause to come near unto him. Moses was saying, you all don't know if they trying to say that Moses and Aaron weren't holy and they weren't the ones bringing God around and they couldn't do this and they thought they was this and they. When the Father got wind of that, he was hot. He was tired of them. It says, it is a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of the land that floors with milk and honey, because Moses, the Lord told Moses to go get them, because I skipped some. The Lord told Moses to go get them, and Moses went and got them. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, respect not thy their offering. I have not taken one. And Moses was got mad. And he said, I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow, and take every man his censer and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also and Aaron, each of you, his censers. And they took every man his censers and put fire in them and laid incense thereon and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah called the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spake unto Moses and said unto Aaron, saying, separate yourself from among the congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will thou be wroth with our congregation? There go those leaders. They begging for the congregation. They begging God not to kill a people for the wrongdoing that they doing, coming against them, talking about them, standing up against them. They begging for the people. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get ye up from among the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abram, and the elders of Israel, and followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, depart, I pray, from the tent of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all of their sin. Moses told him, y'all better get from around them, and don't take nothing that they own. I mean nothing. Don't touch it, because God's going to consume you right with them, get you mixed up. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abram on every side. And Dathan and Abram came out and stood in the door of their tent, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord have not sent me. If they would just die normal death, just like everybody else, just go to sleep or whatever, or get old, and he said, then the Lord didn't send me. He said, but if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up with all that pertain, unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground caved asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that pertain unto Korah, and all their goods. So It behooves the people of God to stop messing with God's people, stop messing with the leaders of that God have called, put a calling on. Stop messing with them, because they'll fight for you. God said, if I will open up the mouth of the earth, and swallow. He swallowed up women, wives, children, sons, all of them, he swallowed them up and closed the earth up real good. Everything they owned went down in the pit. I tell you, whose side are you on? Because if you're not listening to the Father, who are you listening to? David said, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. We got to recognize and realize that we got to be on the winning side. God already gave us victory when he sent his son to die for us. He gave us victory already. So we're already on the winning side. We just got to recognize it and do what you know is right. Do what the word of God says. Be on the winning side. Be on the Lord's side. The right side. We know things around. We know we shouldn't be talking. We all this kind of stuff. But we do it anyway. We do it. Let me tell you something. Every woman and man that God has put under my leadership, I will give my life for. Because they are my responsibility. And I will not tolerate nobody saying anything or doing anything against them. And I mean that from my heart. So I'm sorry, out in radio land or even on this broadcast, if you're listening to me on today, let this be a warning coming from me and from the Father up above. Leave the people of God alone. I mean it from my heart. Leave them alone, because it won't happen with me again. You better get on the Lord's side. You better get on the winning side, because God is going to open up the earth and swallow you up. You don't think God will kill you, but he will. But the young lady said today, my tears mean something. Don't think your tears don't mean nothing, because they do. And I thank and praise God that he sent Jesus to die for our sins, and that we know we're on the winning side because we have faith in him. And we just thank and praise God that he changed our life and he put a new song down in our heart. He put running in our feet and clapping in our hands. So we know we're on the winning side because he took the sting out of death. Jesus did. The only begotten son, he took the sting out of death. He took the keys and went down to hell and let the captives free. So I know we're on the winning side. So I want to encourage all of you today. Stay on the winning side. Stay on God's side. Be on the side of the Lord. Be on the side, on the right side. Be on the winning side. I'm trying to tell you today now. I'm telling you today. It'll behoove you to be on the right side, on the Lord's side. Don't get it twisted. If you can't serve two masters, you can't be hot, and you can't be in between, lukewarm. You know, you got to be either hot or cold. If you're hot, you're going to be with Jesus. If you're not, you're going straight to hell in a handbasket. So I'm telling you today, you better get on the right side. You better get on the side of the Lord. And it's almost too late. You better not wait too late. You still got time. If you got 1 minute, you better repent and come to the Lord. I'm telling you right now, you better get on the winning side, on the side of Jesus on today. I just thank you, Lord. I thank you. And I don't know who I'm talking about and who I'm talking to, but I tell you what, stop playing with the Lord and get on the winning side. You don't have much time left. Get on the winning side. Get on the winning side. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord today. We're going to serve him until we die, until God call us home on today. I thank and praise God because I know today, I know that I'm on the winning side. I know that I'm on the winning side. And it behooves all of us to be on the winning side, and that's on the Lord's side. Amen. And I just want to encourage the end time men and women of war, be encouraged. Stay encouraged. Stay encouraged because you are on the winning side. You're on the Lord's side. You're on the Lord's side. And me, I'm the leader here. And I want to make the best shepherd I can make. I want God to make me the best shepherd that he can, because I want to make sure that I'm covering the sheep like I'm supposed to. I want to be on the winning side, just like Moses and Aaron was covering them. I want to be able to cover the sheep, how God has given me to cover them. So I want you all to pray my strength in the Lord. It was just a little bitty sermon. God gave me the words and everything else to go with it, and I'm thanking him. I thank him today because we must have needed that. We must have needed that. Because he would have never gave it to me. Didn't give me nothing to write down but some scripture and to study. And I thank him for that. I thank him for that, that I'm on the winning side. Whose side are you on? Whose report are you going to believe? Believe the report of the Lord. I'll have I'm going to turn this portion over to Prophetess Watson and open up the doors of the church and open up the doors of the ministry and get some prayer. We got to be on the winning side. Amen. God bless you. And I hope something was said to help you on today. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. How many of us is on the winning side? I just need to know. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. For the word.
Amen.
And I thank God for the inspiration of the word from Apostle Deborah Deans. And truly, she's an anointed woman of God. She is definitely on the right side. Amen. And I just thank God that, you know, she on the right side and we under her, then we should be on the right side, right? So
amen.
We thank God for the word of God, and we want to open up this ministry. I was going to say the doors of the church, but this is the ministry. And
amen.
I saw people start a movement. Hallelujah. We
yes.
ain't just sitting
Hallelujah.
In a building. We're a movement. All across
amen.
The world. We got women connected all over the place. I'm just going to keep
yes.
prophesying to this thing. And we got women connecting to women to women.
Amen.
Amen. The opportunity.
Amen.
And this is your opportunity to announce yourself and say, hey, my name is, and I want to be a part of a movement. If you haven't done that already, you need to. That's the only way we know who's accounted for is when you open your mouth and you say, hey, I'm here. Praise the Lord. Sister Watson, amen. So I want to invite anyone at this time who wants to join this ministry and be a part of this great movement that God is doing. This is your opportunity. You can make an open public announcement at this time, or you may contact Apostle Deborah Deans directly, and I will give her contact information out. But first, I want to give anyone, the opportunity to go ahead and announce yourself if you're interested, and just let us know what made you come or what brought you to the ministry.
Amen.
Okay, and if there is no one who everyone's here, everyone's already a part of this movement, if you're listening to us via radio, via your computer, your laptop, your phone, please call us, and you can call Apostle directly at 0920. Praise the Lord, and you can talk to her directly, and you know, and just get acquainted. Amen. Amen. All right. If there's none other, we're going to go ahead to the throne of grace, which is my favorite place in the whole wide world.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Amen. Dear God, Lord, we just bless your name on today. We just thank you for another opportunity to come together, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we had opportunity to wake up, God, because some people didn't wake up right. Some people are waking up in a situation they wish they can escape from, God. Some people are still fighting over something, God, and they're waking up without peace in their mind and all kinds of things going on. But we woke up, God. Our situation may not have been perfect, but we wake up with control of our mind, God.
Yes,
we woke up with joy
you,
in our heart that we control our joy. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord God,
thank you,
that nobody controls our joy but us. Oh, God, I thank you so much, God. Lord, we just bless
Lord.
Your name. God, we're asking you, God, to help us, God, that even though we still fall
fall short of the glory, and we still have sin in our life or at our door or any which way it comes in, God, we're just asking you right now, God, to just continue to give us a repentant heart and a repentant mind,
yes.
God. Us to stop doing the thing we do. God, we know we ain't supposed to act like that. We know
yes.
we ain't supposed to talk like that, God. We know
yes,
we ain't supposed
Lord.
To sin our flesh like that. And Lord, we need you
yes.
to help us to keep a repentant mind.
Yes, Lord.
We can
yes.
look at our situation and say, Lord, that is not me. And I'm going to keep
yes,
doing
Lord.
This thing right. And I'm going to keep
yes, Lord.
Until there's nothing else to confess. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, God.
In the name of Jesus.
About our repentance. Help us to be
yes.
relentless about our confessions, God. Help us to be
yes,
relentless
Lord.
In our forgiveness, God. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord. In the name
God,
of Jesus.
Now, God. Because we know we got to get it right in us.
Lord, yes,
God,
Lord.
We got to get this thing right in us. We got to get this thing right in our mind and in our heart.
Yes,
and our soul.
Lord.
Make the
yes.
public announcement that we are on the Lord's side. I don't need
yes,
to
Lord.
Yes. I'm going to tell them what side I'm on. God, help us to be in
yes.
that place. We're walking and we're saying we're on the Lord's side, just in case
yes,
you didn't know. Hallelujah, God. Lord,
yes,
we're going to bless
Lord.
Your name always, God. Lord, we're thanking you for your mercies, God, and your grace, God. We're thanking you for
yes.
the understanding and the wisdom that you give us, God. We're thanking
yes,
you
Lord.
So much, God, for the woman of God, Apostle Deborah Deans, and her husband and her family,
yes,
God.
Lord.
We're thanking you, God, that you're continuing to use her, God, and you're continuing
yes,
to input and download the word in her, God.
Yes,
Lord, we're
Lord.
Thanking you, God,
thank
for all that you're doing
you.
For her, God, and how you're healing her body, God, and you're setting every
you.
Crooked path straight, God. In
yes.
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Stands on the battleground, God. And even when
yes,
she feels like she can't raise her hand at times, she
yes,
stands there and says, for God, I live. And for God,
yes,
I die.
Yes, Lord.
And she stands in position, and she's never moving. God,
yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for
thank
an unmovable spirit. Lord, we thank you for
Jesus.
Being unmovable, God.
Thank
oh, my
you,
God, Jesus. I just thank you, Lord. We just ask you, God, as we close out and we move forward in our day,
yes,
that you will
Lord,
continue
yes.
to bless every intern
yes,
woman,
Lord.
Every person who is listening to this prayer, God,
yes,
that you'll continue, God, to minister the word that went forth in their life, in their
yes,
heart, in
hallelujah.
Their faith, God. Let it stay in their mind and in their spirit.
Yes,
so they
thank
walk,
you.
They remember whose side are you on. When they begin
yes,
to minister
Lord.
To their family, they remember you're on the Lord's side. God,
yes.
hallelujah. We just thank you right now,
thank
God.
You,
and Lord, we just ask
thank
all
you.
This. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray.
Yes,
amen
Lord.
And amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Apostle Deborah Deans.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Evangelist Prophetess Watson and all of you in your respective places. I thank and praise God for that prayer and for the word of God, for the people of God. You know, God is, he's so awesome, and I just thank him today. You know, he's so good and kind, and he's perfect in every way, and I give him glory on today. And I love every one of you out in radio land. My heart is full of love for the people of God, and I'm praying for all of you. And if you need me in any kind of way, she gave you the number. Call me. I pray with you. I minister whatever I have to do to get to help you through whatever it is you're going through. God bless you all. We're going to get ready to close out on today. And if there's anything else, dial that number, 314-299-0920. Amen, amen. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor today. We praise your name, Father. Thank you for this worship service. Thank you for each in time men and women of war that's under the sound of my voice. I ask you to keep them covered. Cover their family, the children, Lord. Keep them all covered on today. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we ask it all. Brother, the grace, brother and sisters, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you in your spirit. Amen. You all have a blessed rest of the evening. If you need to call me, call me. I love you both. You all. Amen. Good evening.
Flesh.
How many of y'all know when the scripture says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not? Let me share this with you. The reason why Paul wrote that, because I understand something. As believers, we don't get weary of the work, but sometimes we get weary in the work. And when you're working for God, he didn't say you will never get tired. Amen? But I want to encourage you tonight. I've come here tonight. My assignment tonight is to encourage you, is to let you know in the midst of everything that you're going through, you got to learn how to press your way through. You got to push right through it. The blessing is in the pressing. And when you learn how to press, there's no secret what God can do. I ain't talking about something I heard. I'm talking about something I know. I've had to press. Yes, I'm a young man, but let me tell you, some young folk go through stuff too. We got to learn how to press our way. Listen to this song. The song says this.
Press my way. Press my way through. Said I can't give up now. I must press my way through. Every day I'm pressing my way through. Pressing my way